T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dan McNeil, Danny Parkins.
Oh, here we go.
Afternoons on The Score.
Now I have a new mission, career goal out of this, but this is Kay Adams, who was on the show yesterday, the host of Good Morning Football, on today's version of Good Morning Football.
You know what I did yesterday? I went on a radio show, 670 The Score in Chicago. Oh, yeah. Shout out to you guys, McNeil and Parkins. Love you guys.
I now have to make it big enough in this industry that people don't slip up over Parkins and think that it's Perkins. I have to be bigger than Sam Perkins and the Perkins restaurant chain.
Yep.
Do you think I got a shot?
It's not an easy one, even for people who will learn the difference if they don't know it already. My ears perked up when I heard her start to talk about the interview she did here yesterday. Then I immediately,
McNeil and Parkins, love you guys.
It happens. My poor guy, he can't even get colleagues to learn his name.
I know.
Roots there.
Dan Perkins, his new sidekick.
I was listening to the interview with Jay Hilgenberg today on McNeil and Perkins show.
The Spiegel and Parsons show.
That's not my name.
Dan Perkins.
That's not my name.
Parkins and Parkey.
That's not my name.
Parkins.
That's not my name.
The Dan Parker Show.
Yes.
That's his name. Yo! Saddle up! Lock and load!
The McNeil and Parkins Show. Afternoons 1 to 6 on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
I've been called worse.
Too late for a name change, you suspect?
My dad changed his name. Actually, to Parkins.
From Perkins?
No, from Pinchkowski.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, very Polish.
Pinchkowski.
Pinchkowski.
Ooh.
Yeah, he...
from Warsaw.
He didn't think it was a good business name. No one could spell it. No one could pronounce it. He didn't think it would help him out, so he changed it for business purposes. So I'm the firstborn Parkins. Fun fact.
Congratulations.
Yeah, you know. I got nothing else for you, but yeah, my
That's really interesting.
It is Pat Hughes.
It's relatively interesting.
Pat Hughes. He's Pat Hughes.
So yeah, he could have just chosen Perkins and that would have made things even easier. But I prefer Parkins to Pinchkowski, I'll be honest.
That's good.
What the hell are you trying to say?
They'd have gone hockey on him.
What do you mean, what am I trying to say? I'm saying Parkins is easier than Pinchkowski. We're talking
not
about how my name's...
having a ski at the end of your name?
Yeah, that's what it is, Shep.
I see how it is.
Nick Shepper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I see how it is.
Wow.
Proud to get rid of the ski.
I'm really enjoying this.
He muscled up right there, Mac.
He did muscle up right. Yeah. He's proud of his Polishness.
Yeah.
I'm right.
I'm not ashamed of it. I just prefer Parkins.
Yeah. I wondered if Pops considered going hockey and going with Pincher as a name. That would have been a good one.
I think
that's what they would have called him if he would have been a hockey player.
Well, his nickname growing up was Pinch.
That's good.
Yeah. Pincher, that would all work. But yeah, Shep, don't worry about it. I'm still proud of my Polish roots, but just, you know, it's not as overt as Nick Shepkowski.
Gotcha.
Listen, man. You know when you're open how tough it is for people to say your name? And yours is pretty...
For Doug Buffon to say my name. It was tough for him to get Shepkowski out.
Yeah.
It sounded like Bears linebacker, special teamer, Nick Kwiatkowski all the time.
Nick Kwiatkowski.
Easy for John Fox.
Nick Shepkowski.
Before we went to break, Joe Dumars and John Sally also were involved in the handshakes. So I got a million texts on that. So just for clarification, I was wrong on Vinnie Johnson. I read a story about that. That was That was orchestrated before game 4 when the Bulls knocked out the Pistons. Bill Laimbeer was behind that. I didn't remember that part of the story.
All right. Well,
I didn't know the part of the story until I literally just read it. You know why they did that?
Because they felt the Bulls whined too much.
The story from a Detroit angle, at least,
yeah,
said it's because the Celtics did it to them a couple years earlier.
Oh, I read.
So they just returned the favor, and Larry Bird could do it, then why can't they?
Two wrongs don't make a right. That's what I was taught.
Get a t-shirt!
That's what I was taught growing
up. That's good. I like that.
Golden rule.
Three lefts do make a right.
Can't get anything past you, Shepkowski.
Hey,
Eye for an eye makes the whole world blind. Am I right, gang?
Hey, Danny always says that. Texter says, Danny, I think what the texters are trying to say is that sports hate could incite real hate easily when mixed with alcohol and idiots. Yes, but I don't.
They don't even have to be idiots. They could just make a bad decision because they're tipsy and they're feeling safety in numbers in a ball game. That happens.
I can be an idealist, but I mostly try to be a pragmatist and use logic and reason. You're not going to eliminate any form of hatred. Like you're not going to eliminate all hatred from the world, right? And you're not.
I don't suspect that's possible.
Not with that kind of attitude.
And you're certainly not going to eliminate sports hatred. So you really think that Bears fans and Packers fans are going to go to Soldier Field and everyone's just going to be like, good game to you, sir, madam. Tremendous effort out of your spirited lads. We'll get them next year.
You know, one thing, one fan base that did surprise me once in terms of how gentlemanly they were, when the White Sox knocked out the Red Sox in 0-5 in the ALDS, if you were aware, and this, at least this was just my experience, any Red Sox fan during the game who happened to notice colors being worn by me or anyone I was with said, hey, man, good luck to you guys if you get out of this thing. We know what it's like to go a long, long period of time without a championship. You guys have played great all year. Good. I heard that from a dozen different Red Sox fans, and not one person chested up on me. And Boston's full of ornery people. Not as bad as Philly, but there's a lot of ornery people in Boston.
Yeah, and I think anecdotally, like I believe that the majority of sports fans realize that it's sports. I don't think the majority of people want to fight you over sports. we're talking about the outliers and the exceptions to the rule. All I'm saying is I do think it's a net positive for sports that sports hate exists. That's why I will always ride for sports hate.
Yeah.
Because if the negative is the outlier who chests up and wants to fight because they had 22 beers in the parking lot before the game, the other side of it is...
That's cooking. 22 of them, huh?
You get games that matter. You get games that feel big. You get home field advantage, home court advantage. You get chants and taunts and all that sort of stuff. Like that's part of what makes sports fun, at least to me.
Yes, I feel the same way. I feel the same way as long as it doesn't get out of hand because that's ugly and it turns my stomach. It always has. Even if I was overserved in my 20s at a Hawks game in the second balcony when you see the guys in the security coats going after people and you always can find them, everybody looks... The old stadium was famous for that. It was every time the Hawks and Red Wings played, there were fights. You can count on it. And it always bothered me. I never found that to be an appealing thing to involve myself with.
Yeah, because it's a ridiculous dopey, thing to fight over.
Right.
Most things are, to be honest with you.
Right. When someone doesn't use their directional and they turn right. Now, there's a reason to throw a water bottle out the window at somebody, right, and start a fight, road rage.
Totally reasonable.
Louis C.K. did a bit a few years ago that was hysterical. In what other atmosphere, in what other environment do we talk to people like the way we do when we're behind the wheel of our automobiles?
No,
can you imagine someone makes a mistake in the grocery line, you know, at store, they bump you or something with their cart and you turn around and MF them and nowhere else but in traffic do we do that.
Because they can't hear you. that's the big thing, right? In the grocery store,
they can read lips though with the words we choose.
They can, but you can't. It's basically the text line. It's the power of anonymity. It's the text line.
Maybe.
It's the internet.
Maybe so, that's what it is.
I'm going 70 miles an hour on the highway. If I F bomb you and you see me, what are you going to do? Pull over? Swerve into the car? Make it bumper cars?
Yeah. They chase you. They tailgate you. Ride your bumper for a little while and scare you. Maybe.
Yeah, I mean...
It's been a long time. I don't ever want to live that movie again.
You've chased someone?
No, I've been chased.
You've been chased?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Oh, sure.
You've never been chased? You haven't lived until you've been chased before.
I don't think I've been chased in a car.
I chased somebody once when I was 18 because I knew the guy. He intentionally ran me off the road when I was driving a motorcycle. He intentionally rode me into...
I mean, that could kill you.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah. That would be worth being angry
about.
In the
Pettit Park, right by the basketball courts. There I went, right across Pettit Park, because he cut me off.
Just man.
Yeah, he had a thing
for me. Did you catch
him? No, I caught him down the road.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You squared that one.
I did.
Good.
I did.
Speaking of cars and water bottles, by the way, should we address maybe why I was a little uncomfortable riding shotgun. I thought of it.
Oh,
after
goodness.
After the show.
Yeah, I suppose we can share that with you. See, I proved to Parkins the night of the Intercom holiday party just Wednesday that I don't make that stuff up. It's not a bit. I have to go pee regularly. A lot of old guys do, especially guys who drink a lot of coffee, and I wanted to make him comfortable when he gets in the truck, so I said, let me move a couple of things, and one of them was a bottle of Aquafina, which did not have Aquafina in it. It had something else in it.
Yeah.
Me.
Just cleaned it out. Kept it in his car from when he had gone before. I was like, why would you not? That seems to me that, okay, fine, you need to go in a bottle.
It's better than doing it on the wall of the garage or someone's tire.
All right, but once
I got a system. I open both front and back doors of the vehicle so nobody can see, and I very quickly, while I'm leaning into my vehicle, I find the aperture and I fill her up and then put it in there and put it in the garbage can on my way out of the garage.
It's a very good system.
It's a very good system. It is. It's like chopping garlic so thin it liquefies in the pan.
I was just surprised that it was still in the car. That would strike me as something that you would discard immediately.
Right. Have you ever made the mistake of reaching for the wrong bottle?
Right. That's what it would bring into question.
Yes.
See, that's...
Yes.
In a cost-benefit, risk-reward analysis here, throw that bottle away immediately.
Well, yeah. Always put the cap on. The time I didn't check is that it was uncapped. I just assumed it was water, and it was not water.
Oh, my God.
Hydration level? Yeah. Was it water
that
looking?
That was since we've been together. That was within the last 6 months. Yeah.
How close did the bottle get to your lips?
On them.
On them?
Yes, I took a sip.
So Bears,
no.
Bears, yes. Packers, huh?
Yeah.
You took
yeah,
a
right, exactly. I mean, come on, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Pat,
you know what Grover
Zohulahan
always says about
it?
The Packers pants? I mean, that's always his thing.
If it was good enough for Patches in dodgeball, it's good enough for me.
That's the grossest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, hey, hoo.
And you, even afterwards, you continue to put it back in your car.
That's what I'm saying. He didn't learn his lesson.
Not that you should in the first place, but even after that, you still decide to put it back in your car.
Yep. But not in a place where I could reach it. If you noticed, it was in the magazine on the passenger side door, right? It wasn't in a spot where...
So it was...
While I was driving...
Danny, grab a water for yourself, kid.
God, yeah. No, man, I had an opportunity. Oh, that was one that got away.
I mean, the show would have been over. I that would have been a betrayal of trust in such a way.
Yeah, that's bad. That's bad.
I don't even know how we come back from that.
I know, that would be bad. See, that's what the lesson I learned, Shep, is good point by you. Don't do it again, so just leave it in the passenger side door.
I would discard right away. I'm telling you. That.
Well, I did when I left the garage.
But you had clearly done the deed earlier in the
right.
day. So, but you walk out of the garage. You got to walk past.
There's a garbage can there, right? But I just assumed to just do the talk on my way out.
Okay. Yeah. Someone texted Tic Tac, sir. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, exactly.
That is exactly
yes,
right.
I keep Altoids nearby at all times. We all should.
No, it's a cardigan, but thanks for noticing. You want a football thought, Danny? You want a Bears Packers?
I think it's a little late for that.
Yeah.
But,
all right.
Nice.
Here's my thought. Do you think...
Dumb and dumber.
Yes, exactly.
Do you think Aaron Rodgers does the
make
same thing?
Make that sound effect that got me. Give me the thought.
Dexter says, luckily Parkins doesn't drink water.
Yeah.
It's true. I wasn't at any risk of taking him up on that offer. That's an excellent point. All right, sports talk.
Here we go. That's why they're all here.
A Bears-Packers question for you. Coming up next.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
How about the Chicago Bears?
How about it? We got something to give away for you at the beginning of the segment and the end.
Wow.
I know. We're charitable like that. Be caller number 12 to the Scores contest line at 312-591-6700. And you, I want to save this one actually for the end. I'm going to change it up right now. You win a pair of tickets to see the CBS Sports Classic at the United Center December 22nd. Ohio State plays UCLA and North Carolina plays Kentucky. That's caller number 12 right now, 312-591-6700. 6,700.
You got any tickets laying around? Let me know.
Okay, Coach. We got Bulls Magic tickets to give away at the end of the segment. You can see Mo Bamba in the rematch.
Mo Bamba, yes. Without the Mexican rim.
The game.
As Swirsky so eloquently described it last night, once they got the line fixed.
Once that all got up and running.
Rolo on a face-up, down low, right against Bamba. Back it in. On a reverse with a right-handed dunk. Rolo eating some Mexican rim.
Rolo. Roll to Rolo, not to his friend, but on Bamba.
Here in Mexico City, a little salsa for Rolo. I love it.
Mexican rim with salsa. Mole.
It didn't occur to me Habanero. The first time through when we did that. It didn't occur to me.
Did he say he's... You didn't... Really?
No, the first time we did it, it didn't occur to me. No, did it, Terry? It did it with you. Yeah, you've heard it several times because you're the one who's logged it. You put it in. Right, the first time through, I didn't. No, my mind's not always in the gutter.
I thought that
90%
was 90%
of
permanent.
The time.
Yeah.
No, it's just I remember Tyson Chandler eats some rim tonight in Toronto. That was one of my favorite sports just when he came back, when he just rejoined the Bulls family years ago.
Yeah, Robert Lopez was.
Tyson Chandler.
A little salsa for Rolo. I love it.
Ooh.
This hour on The Score is brought to you by Continental Motors.
Oh, come on, ye faithful.
Searching for a used car? Search ContinentalMotors.com for the Continental difference. You think it's going to be a blowout. You love the Bears defense.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Rodgers right now presently has the longest streak in NFL history ongoing of consecutive passes without throwing an interception. The Bears defense leads the NFL in takeaways. They're going for Seattle's Legion of Boom interception number.
Yeah, they have 25 interceptions this year, which is 6 better than the second best Miami Dolphins.
Do you think they intercept Aaron Rodgers?
Yes, they do intercept
you
Aaron.
You do?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. I mean, because he's been more historic at not giving away the ball than they have been at taking away the ball. And
yeah.
I think the Bears win comfortably because I just think that they're going to sack the hell out of him. Like, I think it's going to be miserable for him back
there. I think it's potentially a very difficult day because of all the backups they have going on their offensive line. And they just now, Philbin was a little bit more willing to recognize he's got a pretty good ball player in Aaron Jones. Coach Porkchop didn't know he was there for the first 11 games of this season. But Philbin was more mindful of it. Cosell mentioned to us a couple of hours ago that he had 17 carries in their win over the Falcons. So I would expect them to go in that direction to try to slow down the Bears pass rush. I'm not saying it's going to work, but I think they got to try it, don't they?
Well, I mean, that's what worked for them in the second half of week one was, I mean, Rodgers came out, he was limited, and so he just went snap throw
or run the ball. Yeah. One of the two.
And so that's what neutralized the pass rush. It was the combination of the two, and you know, I think that a lot has changed since week one, but I meant to play this earlier in the week. This is Matt Nagy, Tanny, if you have it, I know you do, the differences from Matt Nagy, how he sees himself as being different from week one against the Packers when they blew it in the second half to what he's bringing into this game on Sunday.
It's not the unfinished business part for us. I think for us what it is it's an ability for us to see take a couple lessons from it. So number one, when you have a tough loss early in the season, when a coach talks to you and preaches to you that there's a lot of season left and we get in a situation that we're in right now, now from here on out, they'll believe it when it's said. So that's number one lesson. The second part of it is that when you play division games, you get to play a team twice. And how do we grow in those situations that happened in that game? And there was a bunch of great situations, not only for the players, but for me in play calling, in me with situations. And so if I'm a good coach, I think I learn from that and I help our players learn from it. And then, you know, I get tested again here. And then that's how over time you get to see if it was, you know, valuable and how you took it. I'm definitely different from that first game. So many different things going on in that first game emotionally, you know, your first time doing everything for real. not preseason doesn't count. It's the season that counts. And so when you do it the first time on the road, how's your team going to respond to you talking on the headset? How are your coaches going to respond situationally with any type of management that goes on in the game with what, you know, decision making? All that's a little bit different. And so just like our players, okay, I'll use offense, they're getting better by the week. Learning our offense. Well, I feel like I'm improving. I'm not where I need to be yet, but I'm improving from week one. And I'll be tested again, I'm sure. And that's where I got to make sure that I don't make the same mistake twice. And I'm not going to get into what those are, but that's the whole season goes. I'm always trying to start with myself.
I loved that from Matt Nagy so much, because you know how much of a fan I was of him and the concept of bringing him in. And then I crushed him week one after that game because I thought that he blew it. And I was really disappointed that he didn't err on the side of aggression and keep the offense on the field, and they should have run twice in order to keep the ball out of Rodgers' hands based on how that unfolded. And he said, I won't give you the specifics, but I've learned, I'm different, I'm improving, I'm realizing that he's the play caller and he's the guy who's got to make all of those game management decisions. I think he's balanced that this year of, like, his play clock calling and has been great, but his clock management hasn't been at times because he's also thinking about the next play call. And so that's a guy who's saying, listen, we're going to use that game for accountability, not just for the players and showing them film.
Sure.
I'm using it for me. I'm a different coach than I was week one. Well, I loved that.
Yeah, they all have to do that, and he verbalizes it very well, and I'm glad to hear that he's recognized. You'd be a bad coach if you didn't recognize, you know, you need to get better too. You never think you have it all figured out. And I think it is safe to say, even though none of them have been so forthright that they said it this candidly, the Bears weren't in very good shape in week one. They ran out of gas against the Packers.
Yep.
In the case of Mac, who played, if I remember right, 49 snaps against Green Bay with almost no training camp. No training camp. He didn't have any training camp. He had a week. That's not a training camp.
Right. They had already broke camp.
Roquan Smith played only 8 snaps. He didn't have a training camp, so they didn't trust him. They didn't figure he knew the offense very well. They did not close that week, and I think that it's safe to say they weren't in good physical shape. They weren't ready for 4 quarters. And I'm not saying it's because they didn't play 3 quarters against 3 exhibition season opponents. That's not what I'm saying. But they weren't as fit as Green Bay was and couldn't hang with them. They were sucking air in the fourth quarter of that game.
I agree with you. It's an indisputable fact. Some of it, I think, is because of what you alluded to with Roquan and Khalil specifically. I don't think it had anything to do with the preseason game, because that's a few extra reps. But it's absolutely in play that Matt Nagy maybe said, you know what, I'm going to go a little easier in my first camp because we got a new training staff, and the last 2 years – this team has been so injured.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a trade-off, right? Like cardiovascularly or finishing that game, you could argue that was part of what cost them. I mean, Kyle Fuller catches the ball, they win. So even with not being in shape, if he catches the ball, it's not even a problem.
That's true.
But the trade-off might be, in his mind, I'm pushing my guys a little less hard, and so we're going to play our way into shape over the course of the year. Maybe that costs us a game, maybe it doesn't. But they've been remarkably healthy. Like, I will be surprised if Matt Nagy changes up a bunch of how he does next year. Now, they don't have the 5th preseason game because they won't be in the Hall of Fame game next year. But I'd be surprised if he changes his preseason approach much, given how remarkably healthy they've been this season.
Yeah, they're down 2 starters. And to be in week 15, and that's counting Bryce Callahan, the slot corner, who many who study this sort of thing will tell you is among the best at his position in the league. Still, it's not a guy you think of when you think first 11. He doesn't come to mind. He's a slot corner. He's going to play a lot. He's going to get 40 snaps a game.
Well, and his injury is not a product of anything other than football and bad
Correct.
Luck.
Well, and the same with Kyle Long. But those are the 2 starters. In week 15, that's not all bad if you only lose 2 out of your first 23 guys.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
The Packers have 3 on their offensive line alone.
Right, I know.
Like, think about, I mean, I don't even know who the most injured teams in the NFL are, but, I mean, Washington just gave Alex Smith $75 million. His career might be over. That's a starting quarterback. Now that with Colt McCoy and Mark Sanchez.
Have you heard? I have not seen anything about Alex Smith. I know the family had asked for privacy. It sounded like it was a very serious situation. I have not read a word about it.
Me neither, in terms of him being released.
Not this week, anyway.
Yeah, I haven't either. I don't know if he's still in the hospital or not. I know he got a post-op infection of sorts, and they were basically shutting down all communication about it.
Sepsis.
Man, that stuff's scary.
I know. I lost a friend to it in October.
Really?
Yes, that's how Jay Zawoski. I always have to say that very carefully so any of Jay Zawoski's friends don't think, oh my God!
Yeah.
Jay Zawoski, not Jay Zawoski. That's how he died.
Wow. That's what happened.
Sepsis.
Yeah, I had a staph infection from the instrumentation that was put in for the spinal fusion surgery. My back rejected it, or my body rejected it, like after 8 months.
I think it was your back that just said, nah.
It rejected
it. I'm Danny's back. Get out of here.
After like 8.5 months post-op, which is exceedingly rare.
I would say so,
.001%. To reject, and so I had to be on like pick line stuff, and I had these abscesses popping up on the. It was terrible.
Yeah, fusion. You get clearance at 6 months. If I remember, is 11 years ago. It was at the 6 month mark. They see if you have fused, and if you have fused, and that rod and the screws are perfectly in place, you're clear usually forever.
Yeah, mine was 12. It was a long time ago, and it was a full spinal fusion. So I don't know if that changed it. For me, they had to get to 12 months, and so yeah, I did like pick line medicine to stave off the infection until the fusion took, and then they took out the instrumentation.
You staved off something other than elimination.
That's right.
Congratulations. You staved off infection.
That's right. You
Man,
can do that.
We can count on one hand the number of things we've staved off. Usually it's elimination.
Elimination's the one seed.
Elimination is the biggest stave off in America.
What's – okay, so like other than elimination and
hunger.
Then virus or infection, can you stave off hunger?
Sure. Yeah, I'm going to have a Snickers so I can stave off hunger. In fact, I think it's in one of their ads. It might even be in one of their commercials.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't. Okay. So stave off
suspension.
Well, what can you tell us about that? You're dodging out here. Yeah. Neo in the Matrix.
God, it's been so many years, 12 years, 11 years since I've been suspode. Yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah. Call Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Bottom of the hour on the score, by the way, brought to you by Northwestern Basketball. Join Coach Collins and Northwestern Basketball at the new Welsh Ryan Arena this winter as they host Oklahoma, Indiana, and more. Season and single game tickets on sale at nusports.com.
I wonder if that's the good Mike from Rockford or the bad Mike from Rockford, as described by our midday pal, Dan Bernstein.
Oh, I don't know about this. I didn't know about good Mike and bad Mike.
He has said that before. This is the good Mike from Rockford. Because apparently there are only two Mikes in Rockford, one of them good, one of them bad.
It's not binary. Well, what did the good or bad Mike from Rockford say on our text line?
I don't know. He's waiting to jump on the air with us.
Oh, that's how much I think about texts over calls. Yeah. What a millennial I am.
Mike, you're on the air.
I apologize, Mike.
Good Mike or bad Mike?
The guys, I'm the bad Mike.
You are bad Mike. Yep.
Yes, Dan Bernstein does not like me, guys. But I just have to say something. I was laughing. I was dying of laughter when you played that clip from the guy announcing with the hot salsa. He sounds like Chet Kopic. Or the Chet Chit Chat, Bruce Wolf. The lobotomy rule of sports of Chet Chit Chat.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy, I was laughing so hard because I was a big Johnny B fan. You know?
I swear, you would think it was the real people.
I sometimes think my impersonation of Swirsky is more Bruce Wolf's Chet Chit Chat as well. I try to guard against that, but I thought that was him fusing the two, and it was so funny to fuse Chet and Chuck to make a love voice out of those two. Yeah.
I was laughing, guys. Here's my worry about the game. The second half of that first game of the season, Aaron Rodgers did the three-step drop and then the quick passes, guys. What's going to be the answer? Because that's going to stop the rush. I mean, that's going to stop the rushing attack. It's not going to stop it, but it's going to nullify it on our end, you know. Because so what can they do to stop it? Because I mean, if he does a quick slant or he's going to, you know, what's the Bears' answer? They couldn't find an answer in that second half of that first game.
Well, we were just kind of talking about it, right, Mike? And thanks for the call. I don't
Bad
know.
Bad Mike.
Yeah, why does Dan hate you, by the way? We'll answer the question, but why does Dan hate you so? Oh, he just hung up on himself. Yeah, but.
No, he didn't hang up on himself. He hung up on you.
Okay. That's a. That doesn't feel like an important correction.
No, I know.
But it's okay.
I'm sorry. It's late in the week.
No, you're right.
I'm going to limit my corrections to important ones next week. That's my New Year's resolution, and I will get started on it on Monday.
Don't worry about it.
I want to be perfect like everyone else.
We all try to be. Aspire to perfection.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the difference, hopefully, will be that their offensive line is in way worse shape, the Packers, and the Bears' pass rush is in way better shape. So when those times where you get down in distance, right, you get third and eights, and you can't just snap throw because you got to let the route develop a little bit,
right,
that's when you'll get home. Mm-hmm. And you'll get off. I would assume that'll be the biggest difference because the Packers are way more banged up right now than the Bears are.
Yes, they are a mass unit personified, and they are six and a half point underdogs. I have chosen the Bears, and I think it's one of my best plays of the week. That is why I chose it for Who Do You Love, which we do every Friday. Only one more week to go on that. Next Friday, it could be over. Playing for pride. Parkins, man, you got to be perfect. You have to go 5 out of 6 just to tie Shep, assuming he doesn't win any more games. And he's been 2-1 the last 3 weeks, I think.
What if just for fun, we allowed Danny to make my picks in order to try to get me to lose, and he has to make his picks just to make it interesting?
We're all flipping coins here, buddy. We're all flipping coins. None of us have any sort of insight. Let me break this news to you right now.
Says the guy, runaway in last place.
Yeah, oh, agreed. I am the worst coin flipper.
Not agreed. It's a fact. You are a runaway in last place there.
Yes, it is a fact. I am the worst coin flipper among the coin flippers.
9 games below the 500 mark.
I got to say, there's whispers, though, around the hallway that Shep is not ready just to settle to not lose to Parkins, but Shep's going to for that number one spot. He wants to win the whole thing.
Well, Shep does like winning bets with no upside.
That's right. Just for pride.
It's only one game back of Mac.
But that's not even a story anymore.
Is it pride or is it staving off embarrassment?
Hmm.
We use Dave again.
Yes, you can stave more than elimination.
We have a few guys staving things. One guy staves off double bogey by making a bogey. That's a good thing. I've said that before on the golf course.
You have?
I staved off double bogey. Sure.
Okay.
I can't read what one guy says, what he does every day with a stave. That's not exactly what we mean, sir, but thank you for being as 12 years old as we are.
Do you take any sort of pride in finishing number one, and Who Do You Love? Like, are you trying to stave off Shep?
Yeah, I would. Yes, I would like to win it. It's not prestigious to just be a game over 500 and say, no. Look at me, you know, if I can even hang on to that. I don't feel real confident these last few weeks.
I don't blame you.
The first dozen weeks or so, I didn't struggle to make my picks as much as I have these last few weeks. Because totals are more of a struggle. If you were inclined to play overs early, chances are real good you were cashing tickets.
Yep.
Not so much lately. I had the over last night. It went just a place in show bet to keep me interested until the last dog was hung. And it took the 2-point conversion because I got it at 55.
Oh, wow.
It was 54, I think, earlier in the day. I think
53 at one point, too.
I got it at 55, and I went over. So,
you had the worst line.
Yes, best decision ever, Anthony Lynn. Thank you so much. I don't want to push. I would have been more than happy with a push.
Well, you'd have gotten in overtime, in theory. If he kicks the extra point and goes to OT.
Well, yes, but if he misses, it pushes.
If he misses,
it's 55.
It pushes.
Yeah,
oh,
it finished 29-28.
Yeah. Do you like Saturday football in the NFL? Because we get
it now.
I do.
Yes. I think America needs a peek at the Cleveland Browns tomorrow, and you're getting it whether you want it or not. That's tomorrow, right? Don't the Browns play tomorrow?
Yeah, they play the night game. If I had my druthers, I would have it be Cleveland against Houston so we could see Deshaun Watson against Baker Mayfield and then Jets and Broncos and get them out of there. But it's Houston against the Jets at 3:30 and then Browns and Broncos at night.
Yeah, and I like the first game. I've got the over in the first game. I think Texas and the Jets are going to score some points. I don't think they're going to be what we saw last night, probably, but the total's kind of low. It's 6 touchdowns, does it? It's 41.5. I think they can do that. I think the Texans are going to show up and have a little bit of an edge after getting their streak broken last week, and the Jets are better than they were a few weeks ago.
That'll do it.
Yes. Five more. And then it's holiday break.
Yeah. Oh, wow. You're running on empty?
Oh,
wow.
Oh, yeah. The old man is limping to the end of the year finish line. You didn't notice?
I mean, I wasn't going to say anything.
I'm staving off exhaustion.
This segment is brought to you by Subway.
Stave one off with you.
Subway restaurants feature a different 6-inch sub for $3.99 every day. Subway, make it what you want at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied. Hey, caller number 10 on the Scores contest line.
Look at you.
312-599. 9-1-6700. You win a pair of tickets to see the Bulls and Magic at the United Center December 21st, courtesy of 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the Bulls. That's call number 10.
Tickets later on, let me know.
He's got them, Coach.
312-591-6700.
Fiddle number 44 was with us today, Nick Kwiatkowski of the Bears.
True. Facts only. Greg Cosell joined the show. I gave you some losers and who do you love. And Olin Krutz stopped by the
Big
radio program.
Oh, yeah. Have a good weekend.
You as well. Enjoy the game.
Why are we out early?
We're taking you up to DePaul and UIC.
Go go Flames. Two local teams. Wow. That's got to be a game that's got Les on the mic, doesn't it?
I think Zach
Zabin. That game was made for Les Grobstein.
I think Zach
Zabin. That's a hockey game. That's UIC right. Hockey was made for
when Robert. Val Belmonte was the Flames hockey coach, they were respectable, Shep. All right, we got
to
go.
Thank you to Shep and Tanny. He's Mac. I'm Parkins. We're McNeil and Parkins. This is The Score.
Guys, I've got a lot of things to do today. Talk to you next week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.